Greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I'm sitting at my kitchen table in our little tiny house with the wood stove going, and I'm looking outside at the snow that God has blessed us with, and it's so pretty. It wasn't very much, but it's enough to kind of cover the ground. I took some videos. I'll post them on the sisters blog today. But anyway, I know some of you from the winter climates are probably rolling your eyes going, yeah, so what about snow? But Brother James and I lived up north in snow country for many, many years. And the last couple years, I believe, we've been down in the southern states during the wintertime, so we haven't seen any snow. And so we're just rejoicing in it because it's another one of God's awesome and amazing creations. And it's just so pretty. So anyway, just sharing that with you. I thought today I would just share some thoughts on something. So last night, a sister and I were messaging, and we usually get a little time here and there in the evenings to message, and we're kind of talking about something, and all of a sudden I had to go, and I didn't get a chance to say, hey, I'll be right back, I gotta go do something, and I disappeared from her for a while. And when I came back, I messaged, and I said, I'm really sorry I didn't have a chance to tell you I was leaving. And we kind of messaged back and forth, and we were talking about how we shouldn't have to feel bad because we got a lot of tasks, a lot of things that we have to do, and we have to make sure that we're going to focus on them and we don't put things aside. And then she sent a message that said, what did she say? She said something about she didn't want me to feel bad because she knows I have a lot of things, especially when we're on the road, and she doesn't quite have the same kind of life I do. And so she said she doesn't want me to feel bad about that because she wants me to be able to focus on what I'm doing and not have an undivided heart. And for some reason, those two words kind of stuck in my mind, an undivided heart. And I was thinking about that. And so I went to the scriptures, and what I see in there, I'll read a couple of them to you. Ezekiel 11:19. And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh and will give them a heart of flesh. Now, let me read Psalm 86:11. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. And so unite and one heart. Unite my heart and one heart. I think some of the translations use divided or undivided. And so pretty much the same thing. You want one. You don't want your heart divided, you know, like the Israelites had false gods and all their everything they were doing. And it wasn't one whole complete heart for God. And so just the concept of that, I was just pondering an undivided heart, undivided attention, undivided focus. And it just kind of got a bunch of thoughts rolling around in my head how we sisters have to be very careful that when we go through our life and we have our daily duties, you know, like washing dishes, how many times a day do you do that? Like, and then they pile up and you're doing it day after day, or cleaning the floors and cooking meals, and you're always cleaning up a mess, being a helper to a husband and family, looking after children, maybe some businesses, maybe some work. I mean, the list is endless what we do, and it's all good and godly things to do. But obviously in our flesh, there may be times, you know, you're washing the dishes and you're like, oh, I can't wait to get on this project. I've been wanting to do it. You know, maybe it's sewing something, maybe it's cleaning something up. Maybe it's just, resting with a cup of tea or something, or going for a walk with the children, or just whatever it is. I mean, it's all good and godly and pure and true. It's things we have to do, things we might be able to do, you know, when we can take a rest or whatever. But in the midst of all this, I want to read Colossians 3:17. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So we're to be giving thanks to God through Jesus Christ because of him. And so we're supposed to be doing that every day in our life, all day. I mean, obviously you have to focus on what you're doing, but what you don't want to do is be working on one thing and you're not giving God the glory and thanks and the blessings within what it is you're doing. I've done some sisters post or audios on them about how, you know, if you're washing dishes, you've got so many blessings there. So if you have dirty dishes, it means people have been fed and you've had the blessings of food to feed them. And now you have dishes to serve it on, and you have water to wash them, and you have a place to put them and shelter to live in, and all the blessings within these chores and duties that we have. And so cultivating a character and nature of thankfulness in all that helps keep our focus on our tasks and not dividing them away. And so I wanted to share some encouragement from Brother Paul, who shares with us Philippians 4, 11, and 12. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know how to both be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed to be both full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. So this is an example for us to follow after, being content and thankful in all things and in what we're doing, focusing at the task at hand, being joyous and giving our thanks unto the Lord in everything we do, a purposeful thing that we're doing. It's easy to say that, but it's something different when you got to focus on it. And that thankfulness and joy and contentment will go a long way. And I want to read, 2 Corinthians 11, 24 through 27. So we just listened to Paul tell us to be content, and we're going to be thankful, we're going to be joyous in all things. And this is coming from the man who went through all this. 2 Corinthians 11, 24 through 27. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. So we just saw in Philippians how we're supposed to be content with and without. And this is from Brother Paul, who went through all that. And I don't know of any brethren at this point right now that we've met or spoken to or reached out to or whatever that has gone through what Brother Paul has. I'm sure there are some out there who may have, but we don't know them. So in generality, our lives today are not much compared to what they had to go through back then. And I know there are some countries out there that go through that. So those of us who aren't going through that, how much more simple is it to be thankful and content in everything that we have? And Brother Paul encourages us with this as well. 2 Corinthians 12, 8 through 10. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ might rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So here's another one to think about. It says he takes pleasures in the infirmities. Okay, I have enough of myself. I know sisters who do as well. And oftentimes we might be doing a task and it's hard to do with the infirmities that we have, and we would rather be doing something else. And our heart might be divided. Our mind and our focus is not where it should be. And we're not united one with God because we're not giving him thanks and joy for what he has done for us. So it's a good way to focus on that. And then Brother Paul also says, reproaches, necessities, persecutions. And when he is weak, he is strong. So praise God for all the examples that we have that help encourage us to be thankful, to be content, to be focused on what we're doing. And I think I'm going to leave you with this. This is such a joyous thing, a joyous passage to read. Psalm 100, 1 through 5. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, and is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Now, obviously, I know I said I was going to leave you with that, but I was going to put a thought in there too. You know, there are times when we do struggle a little bit in trying to keep our focus, trying to continue with the thankfulness and the peace and the joy that we have. And we have to remember we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And the main issue that most of us need to do is go to the Word and read such things like I just read in Psalms, which lifts us up. And there's so many different passages in God's word. And that's the key. Go to his word. And through the Holy Spirit, he will help you find what you need, his strength in his word, because he's a loving God. And he has given us his precious word to help us through in order to serve him. And then one day, if we endure through all this, we get to be with him. What an awesome hope that we have set before us. So anyway, love to you, Sister Saints. Lord willing, maybe tomorrow I'll be able to come back and either share an audio or something on the Sisters blog. All right, hold fast, Sister Saints. We love you. And let me know how I can help you in the things of women. May God be praised.